feels good to be a gangster.
Okay. I think you know what time it is, folks. I really think you know what time it is here. It's time for Point of Order.
A sports show.
A sports show about sports, for sports, all sports. We're having a good time. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
I'm Steve McGrath.
And I am Jason Bogdan.
We are joined with Linda.
Hello.
And Rachel's here teching us today. Make sure we don't steal any pens. No pens are being stolen today.
I better put these back.
Yeah. So let's start with what we got going. A little hot.
We're a little hot today.
I'm a little hot. Oh, it's really hot apparently.
Hot here.
I'm the hottest I've ever been. So let's start today with the NBA Conference Finals.
Yeah, of course. I mean, so last night the Toronto Raptors finally got their first win.
Uh-huh.
And they looked very impressive, much like they did the whole year. And I think what this game proves more than anything is that you realize why Kyrie and Kevin Love never won on their own teams. Because last night, Kyrie went for like 3 for 18.
Right.
Kevin Love went 1 for 9. You know, and obviously LeBron was the one that sort of carried them up until the end, but then they sort of dropped out.
Will it matter?
No.
Won't matter.
It won't matter.
No,
the Raptors
the Raptors are going to be destroyed.
It's because of LeBron.
It's going to be a gentleman's sweep. I think
You think the next couple?
Next couple, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're still in Toronto, the next game, I believe.
Yeah. I understand that, but Toronto is not like the
Mecca. Had 25
it's not like
rebounds.
The Mecca of basketball where you go and you go, well, this is my team's going to win here. You don't have... See, my thing with Toronto is they don't have the explosive playmaker. Kyle Lowry's a freak. He's a freak, but he's also a guy that I think is completely, completely... in his own head, doesn't understand what's going on.
Yes.
You know, he leaves game two to decompress. And he says he's done that numerous times. And you know why we don't know that he's done that numerous times? Is because who watches Toronto Raptors basketball?
Exactly.
Drake.
But the
Drake is the only
Drake
person.
And the Sikh guy with the turban on the sideline.
I don't know him. I miss him. I don't watch Toronto Raptors basketball.
Well, I only see them like during the playoffs. But
you always find the ones with the turbans.
Yes, of course. Inside joke. But anyway, what's really brought them together yesterday was not DeMar DeRozan, although he did well. The secret weapon last night was Corey Joseph. He's an really underrated point guard. Because Kyle Lowry got into trouble last night, foul trouble. Three fouls in the first two quarters, like a quarter and a half, he had three fouls. And he really brought it and brought his game, hit the threes and got the good assist going and really destroyed them.
Well, so. the real thing to talk about in that game is LeBron.
Okay.
Got to talk about the flying elbow that he took.
From his own teammate.
Now I know.
Threw him back to Cleveland.
Yeah, now I know that if I try to deck LeBron in the face, I can seem like a superhero.
He just landed from that elbow.
I'm telling you, the guy's back in Cleveland.
Yep.
One of the things I took away from the highlights of that game was that the Cavaliers also did not believe what they were doing. They just thought they were going to come in there, whoever these people are.
Exactly.
We're going to beat the shit out of them. And it didn't work out. When you go to another team's home, no matter where it is, it could be Toronto, Vancouver, you know, Abu Dhabi. It doesn't matter where you are.
Right.
You have to play them at such a high level that, you know, you have to come out on top.
And they had a similar record. It's not like Toronto had... they were the second seed. The first and the second seed were playing. So they're no one to just mess around with.
Right.
They're a pretty good team. It's just that one has LeBron and one doesn't. And then that's the reason why they're going to go to the finals.
Right.
But DeMar DeRozan, he's a legitimate star.
DeMar DeRozan is a legitimate star.
I mean, and like I said, Corey Joseph.
I would love DeMar DeRozan on the Knicks. That would be the dream.
He's a free agent?
That would be the dream. So
it's
not going to happen.
No.
Where do you see the series ending? Do you see it ending the first game in Cleveland, or does it go further?
I think it goes, the Toronto wins another game at home.
You think 2-2?
2-2, and then that's it.
That's it.
And then that's it.
I think Cleveland steps it up.
Yeah.
Decides. But did you also see Kyrie get hurt?
He was hurt.
He got the wind knocked out of him.
They said even after he was walking off the court, he was like wincing and things like that.
But they said that their internalist traveled with them. He said he didn't run back to the locker room to see if Kyrie was okay. So they just thought he got the wind knocked out of him, maybe like a bruised sternum,
right?
Something like that. The hit was pretty good. Yeah, it went right in with the elbow. It was pretty.
It's hard to say if somebody's hurt or decompressing nowadays in the NBA.
You'll never know if anyone's hurt.
I'm not or hurt. Decompressed. I'm just decompressing. Aren't we all?
So now that we've discussed what I believe is a very boring basketball.
Situation. I mean, but the thing is, the thing that struck me that made it important last night was that everybody was saying, "Oh, look, this team is going to be the first to go through to the NBA Finals with no losses." Like they had a good streak going, and they're like, "They're unstoppable."
I didn't see that happening.
But everyone was saying, like, that's a strong possibility.
But then you keep forgetting that
the Warriors are actually now playing a really good team.
Yeah.
That's actually better than the Raptors. So it's sort of going under the radar. You'll see. They'll get it together, and I think it's going to be like five games.
I'm worried.
And for those of you that don't know who are listening, Jay, Steve, and I have a bet going, which I already lost my end of it, that I had the Spurs winning the championship. Steve and Jay had the Warriors winning the championship. Now, it all hinges on them winning the championship. They don't just get to the finals. That's not the bet. You have to win the championship. I think it was $100 was the
50 ahead.
50 ahead. So it's 100 if you, some
breaking news. Uh-huh. Apparently our name has been changed to Point of Order on the website.
is official. We're official. It doesn't matter who you think we are. We're official people. You know. $20 bill status.
Yes.
So, all right, let's get to Matt Harvey.
Yes, of course.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's not even fun anymore to talk like he should be traded. It's not even fun to talk like that anymore because I truly now believe that the man is useless.
You heard that Harper was like actually feeling bad for
you. Yeah. When your enemy feels bad for you, it's a giant problem. I watched that game against the Nationals. His fastball was going nowhere.
Well, I texted Steve.
I was there.
Yeah, we were there. I texted Steve earlier in the day and I said, Matt Harvey's going to pitch a gem tonight. He's back to form.
Oh, my Lord.
And I said, short of him blowing his own brains out on the mound, it was terrible.
It was horrible. Everything was up high, or it just didn't move. Yeah. Nothing. He's got nothing on his fastball. And if you're trying to tell me now that it's a confidence issue to have nothing on your fastball, I don't believe
that. No, I think it's physical, and I think the physical has become the mental. I think he's a complete...
See, there's this great thing that I realized with DeGrom and Syndergaard. These guys are from the Midwest. All they know is baseball. All they do is baseball. All they talk about is baseball.
Although his struggles have been flying under the radar. I mean, yesterday he didn't have a great game.
Whose struggles?
Matt's
DeGrom.
Matt's pitch yesterday.
DeGrom pitched yesterday.
Yeah, but here's the thing. DeGrom, you can say he's struggling. He still has an ERA of like 2.8 or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's not as flashy. He's not as sexy as he once was on the mound.
Yeah.
But he's winning.
Yeah, he's not as bad as... Matt Harvey, but he's not as great as like the way Noah Syndergaard is. He's sort of like in the middle. He should be the number two.
What did I say to you fellas last year? Noah Syndergaard's going to be our ace in a few. Yep. Duda is off right now. Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, Duda's going to the doctor again. That guy goes to the doctor more times than
Charlie Sheen.
It's a disc issue.
It's a disc issue.
He's a bum. Another bum. Another guy that needs to go.
Yeah. Okay. But agreed. But who are you going to put at first base?
I don't care.
Eric Campbell.
I'll have soup over there. Give me some soup. What am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do with Lucas Duda? Well, let's get back to Matt Harvey. What are you supposed to do with that guy?
I mean, the initial thought process was put him down. Not like a horse.
Euthanize him.
Not like a horse, but like to AAA.
No. I'd euthanize him right now, personally.
But I don't know if that would work, honestly.
He pitched a fake game, a simulated game. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No.
At Citi Field.
You mean like the Raptors played a simulated game?
Yes. He pitched to, I think, Matt Reynolds and Rene Rivera.
Oh, heavy hitters. Big sluggers there.
Yeah. So they're trying everything they can do with him. But
might as well pitch to Ernie Banks.
He'll be fine. I think he'll be fine.
I'm looking at your face right now, and all I see is lies.
I apologize.
I see lies.
Well, is his career over? Is this what we're saying? He's never going to figure it out?
No, because all the great pitchers have gone through these types of stretches
before. He's not great.
No, but I'm saying pitchers have... All right, maybe he's not, maybe he is, but we don't know that.
Remember Kerry Wood? Remember Kerry Wood's first 2 years? Mowing him down, and then he gets to Tommy John. Yeah. Comes back. He's okay for like five games and then completely falls apart.
Well, the only thing he mowed after that was lawns.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't ever know with the surgery. And now they're trying to throw that workload bullshit at us.
Yeah, but you can't blame the surgery because he was really good last year.
Well, right. But there could be something to workload. I mean, I agree with you. Like, I don't want to hear it now.
Yeah.
But there is something to workload after that surgery.
And all, he wanted to keep his workload going. You didn't want to come out of that game. And you wanted to keep going.
We didn't want him out of the game.
And let me bring it back to there. Maybe that fucked his mind up. Maybe that stupid shit. You should have come out of – you're the manager. You're the pitcher. Manager, pitcher.
Right.
Manager, pitcher. Come out of the fucking game, pitcher. Well, I mean, I don't understand this. It doesn't matter. If I was Terry Collins, I would have spit in his fucking face and had him sit down.
You're telling me you would not have wanted him to go that extra?
No.
Even though he was mowing him down?
No.
The thing is, as a fan, I wanted him to go.
Yeah.
But as a manager, you're paid to make the best decision for the team.
And that was
and
not
with hindsight, obviously, that wasn't the right decision.
I mean, you could have brought in Addison Reed at that point. You could have brought in a lot of people at that point.
Tyler Clippard.
Clippard. You could have brought in anybody else, and you chose not to. Our call line is 718-395-3731. Skype is on. Call in. Tell us what you think about Matt Harvey. Tell us what you think about anything. Oh, tell us if you're still alive.
We have something that we want to
we have a little something, something.
We have a little gift for our inaugural show.
Oh, there's a gift.
So, yes. From time to time on this show, we will be giving away some prizes for our loyal listeners, all two of you.
Yes,
so, today we are giving away Ron Darling's new book called Failure and Triumph in the Biggest Game of My Life, which is much like this show.
Yeah, a lot about cocaine, though, isn't it?
So you got to call in to win, and today's contest is Joe needs a nickname.
Yeah, give me a nickname.
So
somebody
you call
me up.
We also have a Twitter,
in,
too.
Chat with us. And ask us your questions. We'll do some dialogue. And if you got a nickname for Joe, you can tweet it at us or call in. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the best nickname will win this Ron Darling book. We are going to autograph it, the three of us, to make it completely worthless.
I was going to say we should give
it an autograph. It was 1999. Now it's 1785.
We should give an autograph book, but we won't tell them who the autograph is. When they open it, they'll be sorely disappointed. So
it's Point of Order NYC. It's at Point of Order NYC on Twitter.
Yeah.
Call in, you know, have some fun with us. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, 718-395-3731. Now, sticking with Matt Harvey for a minute, do you send him down? Would you send him down?
My initial reaction was yes, but I think that was just sort of more emotional as opposed to like actual rationally. I think you can't. Like, cuz when you do that, and it's actually going to be worse in AAA, right? And especially in the Vegas heat and all that and the ball carrying. And when that...
Here it comes. It's a phone. Hello, phone. Who are you? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on. Hello?
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Hey, hi, Cheryl. Oh, hello, Cheryl. How are you? Hello. How's everything?
Good. How are you?
We're good. We went over that. Well, Cheryl, what do you have for us?
What do you have for us on this fine day?
I had a suggestion of a nickname.
Nickname for Joe. What do you got?
Sonnenberg.
Write that one down.
Write that down as the first loser.
First loser. Is that B-E-R-G or B-U-R-G?
That's B-U-R-G.
Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Do you have any input on sports
at all?
Do you
have anything to say on sports?
I don't know. I mean, Matt Harvey.
That was good. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thanks for calling.
Thank
Sonnenberg.
You for everything. That was a lot of fun. Remember, I control the phone.
We have one entry so far.
And it's Sonnenberg.
I would just like to take this moment, thinking of names, to remember Raul.
Oh, Raul.
Who was once on
Raul.
The show. Shout out to Raul.
Raul, if you're listening, call in, Raul.
Call in. If you're up, call in. We'll talk a little wrestling later.
Yeah, we'll talk some wrestling. We'll have a good time.
All right.
But Matt Harvey, see, me personally, I said this to Steve the other night. I would trade him, and I'll tell you why. And Steve told me his value's too low.
Right.
And I said, I would trade him to the Rockies for Mark Reynolds and a relief pitcher at this point. Because
what is it with you and Mark Reynolds?
Guy's hitting 340.
I get it.
Huh? I told you I wanted him.
He's gonna. He's gonna hit 220.
No, he won't hit 220. He hit 270. 280.
Can you say the number again?
718-395-3731. So there you go, people. I want to trade him, and I don't care what you get for him at this point, because you do have starting pitchers in the minors. You do have people coming up.
No, they have bats coming up.
His trade value is still where it once was. This is not affecting his trade value at all. At least I don't think
you don't think we could have gotten more from last year?
Here comes a phone call. It's your dime. Spill it.
Hello.
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 Hey, Hales.
Is this Healy?
Yeah.
How you doing?
This is
a one-hour show.
It's not a crisis line, Healy. Just come on.
Yeah. All right, all right. Can we talk about Batista for a second, then I'll incident with Batista and Odor?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I think Odor should have got 15 to 20 games.
I don't think
8 games was enough. That was one of the most egregious punches I've ever seen. Not even in baseball, just in the history of any sport. That guy has no class. That guy could have really hurt this guy. And they give him 8 games? I don't think that's
what'd you problem. Think of the slide?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the slide?
The slide was an aggressive slide. It wasn't even close to what was illegal. I don't think it was an illegal slide.
He caught from the casino.
I don't know. I thought it was a late slide. I'm not saying that he deserved to get, you know, cracked across the jaw for it.
If LeBron James would have gotten hit with that,
done. You're suspended. You're suspended forever. But what did I tell you, Healy? I told Steve the other night.
5 to 10 games.
I said 8 to 10 games. That's what he was going to. What did he get? 8?
Yeah. He got eight games.
Okay. If he would have broke Jose Bautista's jaw, then you give him 10.
I love what Bautista said, though. He gave him credit. He said he hit me flush. He takes a bigger guy to knock me down, but you got a good punch.
Do you see Rougned Odor? He's been in fights.
He's signing photos of the picture.
He had an autograph session.
Did you see the Texas Rangers AA affiliate have like Rougned's punch? They were serving for $5.93 or something like that. It's pretty fantastic.
So Healy, next time these two teams meet, what do you expect happen? What do you think is going to happen the next time they meet?
Again?
Do you think anything will happen the next time they meet?
I don't think so.
It's over.
And do you have a nickname?
You have a nickname for Joe?
Stage manager Joe.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right. So, we didn't even talk about the Rougned Odor Jose Bautista thing.
Yeah.
You also didn't speak about Bartolo Colon's other family.
Oh yeah, Bartolo Colon's got another family too.
I thought he was gay.
Bartolo?
I really did. Yeah.
Because of the perm?
Well, the perm. He also wears a fanny pack.
All right, we're going to turn the phone off soon.
You're on the air.
It's your dime. Spill it.
Hello?
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 Yes, hello.
Yeah.
What is this, all psychopaths?
Hi, this is Maritza.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, what would you like to talk about? That's all right, thanks for calling.
We can't have people having heart attacks on the air. Anyway.
Isn't there a psychotherapy show people can call?
Was your mom?
I think so.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't my mom?
I think it was somebody named Maritza.
It said Maritza.
Yeah, I think it was my mother pretending to be somebody. Is this Bartolo's wife?
Come on, let's go.
Hola, hola, hola.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Maritza.
Yes, Maritza. What do you want to talk about?
Maritza?
Okay.
Hi, my name is Maritza.
We know that.
All right, I've had enough of this. I'm not playing this game with anybody. This is not the point. So, anywho.
All right, so Bautista and Odor.
Bautista and Odor.
And Colon's family. What do you want to talk about? Let's go to Colon's family.
Colon's family?
Do you think that affected the way he pitched? Because he had a really bad game.
Doesn't Bartolo do this?
That's a Bartolo
game. It's a Bartolo game. Yeah. But at least Terry saw in the fourth inning, I got to take this guy out.
Yeah.
At least Terry. And, this is your house number, I think.
Hey, Maritza.
All right, Jay's house. What do you want?
Hello, this is Maritza.
Maritza! Yes, how can we help you?
Yes, I have a nickname for Joe.
Okay. Yes?
Joey Gumballs.
Joey Gumballs.
Joey Gumballs. Joey Gumballs.
Thank you for your nickname, and we'll be hanging up on you shortly.
All right, Joey Gumballs.
Joey Gumballs. That's all right.
It only took her 5 phone calls to get that.
Correct. What the hell were we talking about?
Bartolo. Bartolo. Here's the thing, and here's the see, Harvey the other night against the Nationals, low pitch count. And sometimes this is probably nobody's gonna agree with me. You got to leave guys out there to soak up some innings. So Sometimes
you're
guys
gonna can, let him. You're gonna let him go. Let him go 14 runs.
Our bullpen is the best bullpen
in baseball.
It stays. It stays the best by not being overworked. And when you got guys going four innings, a la the New York Yankees, you're gonna burn through that bullpen.
Well, there's also something that I see with the bullpen is you're making Jerry Blevins the new Carlos Gomez, Carlos Torres. Mm. You're trying to throw that guy's arm into the stratosphere.
Well, the only way you don't is if you have starting pitchers.
Where's Edgen? Is he still on the DL?
He's back. He's rehabbing. I think he's in AAA now.
Okay.
He'll come soon.
You got to bring him up. And listen, why aren't you pitching Hansel Robles more? The guy can clearly be a long reliever.
Yeah, I think he was a starter.
Came up as a starter. He could be a long reliever. And what about Rafael Montero out of the pen? Out of the pen, not as a starter.
Yeah.
Out of the pen.
Well, he's hurt.
What happened to him?
Isn't he still hurt? Oh, no, he's back. He's back. He's doing really well.
Yeah.
Actually.
But why not him? I don't understand that.
We brought him up and put him down too many times.
So. Yeah,
I think he's like run out of options.
Well, we're waiting for a big injury for him to bring him up. I think he's being stashed away for if somebody gets hurt. Talk a little Yankees.
Yeah, all right.
Switch gears. I saw this article today and I thought it was very fitting. Here's the headline. I'll give it to you. Clogged toilet in Oakland spills into Yankees dugout.
Well,
if that's not a metaphor.
And the name of that clogged toilet is Mark Teixeira.
I don't know if that was the lineup card or what it was, but they're playing better.
They are. Were they two games under, Lynn?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, my deal is Hal Steinbrenner calls out his players, okay? And the players respond by saying, yeah, we're terrible. I get it. We're awful. We're bad. But,
well, that was just Mark Teixeira.
Yeah, but you're also not doing anything about it. Mark Teixeira is 70 games a year he's guaranteed to miss.
Yeah.
Guaranteed to miss them.
Absolutely. I'd still rather have him over Lucas Duda.
Of course.
I don't know. I think that I would rather have an empty first base. Yeah. I really wouldn't have him. I wouldn't want to have anybody there.
He's a great defensive first baseman. Nobody. His glove is not... Even his glove is kind of not where it used to be. As you told Jason Bay once, you'd rather have a pile of money and a pair of sunglasses
in left field. But you could see Mark Teixeira sometimes favoring his back. He's what is he, 35, 36?
I think he's
35.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I mean, he's up there in age. And
great career, though.
Great career. No, yeah, absolutely. Yep. Great career. And Lucas Duda is 27.
Yeah.
Why is his back doing this to him? Why is his back? Listen, I'm not an athlete, so my back can hurt. Your back can't hurt. You have the best. Ray Ramirez. Well, I shouldn't say you have the best doctors and trainers in the world. When you have Ray Ramirez as your doctor and or trainer, a guy just says, put a little aloe on it.
Two loudest pops opening day. Jacob DeGrom and the masseuse.
Yeah.
Always see that. Right. The Japanese masseuse always gets the largest hand.
Yeah, and Ray Ramirez got one of the bigger boos of opening day.
He must know somebody.
Well, he's got to. I mean, we're leading the league in MRIs for how many years now? It's just the way it works. Lucas Duda, though, I don't know. I refuse.
Well,
look,
we all are not necessarily huge Lucas Duda fans, but he does bring something in the lineup.
What does he bring? He doesn't stretch out the lineup like he used to.
Well, he hits home runs. I mean, okay, who would you rather have batting fifth, Eric Campbell or Lucas Duda?
Neil Walker.
Okay.
I bat Neil Walker fifth, and I move whoever the catcher is up to sixth, or Ozdrubal to sixth, the catcher to seventh. I bat Lucas Duda eighth, because he can't. You're hitting like an eighth spot.
So you might as well hit eighth. Who's your 1 through 9 then?
1 through 9 is Granderson, Wright, Conforto, Cespedes, Walker, Ozdrubal Cabrera, Plawecki, Duda. That's it.
Duty.
Yeah. The man is duty. And I've said it for how long now? Come on. Everybody's got to give me some credit for this. I hate Lucas Duda.
Yep.
I cannot stand the man.
Well,
He's a big lumbering oaf.
He was the replacement for Ike Davis. And
Oh, good. You replaced shit with piss.
Well,
good work.
We came out on the right end of that, no matter how you look at it.
Okay, yeah, sure. Ike Davis isn't even in baseball.
Is serving burgers somewhere.
Yeah, not even in baseball. And I understand that. And boy, Terry Collins hung on to Ike Davis like grim death for a very long time. Like he was going to end up being something.
Ike, if you're listening, call in. Give us a nickname for Joe.
395-3731.
If you have any choice words for him.
Oh, and back to Bartolo Colon's second family.
Who cares?
Here comes a phone call. It's your dime. Spill it.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Mr. Ahmed.
This is him.
What are we saying, Mr. Ahmed? What do we have today?
I don't I don't like Lucas Duda either.
How could you?
But he's just a placeholder, so I'm not as mad.
Yeah, but Dominic Smith is 2 years away.
He's like 19 or 20.
But
yeah, I mean, it'll be like a 2 or 3 year wait.
That's a long placeholder. That's a long line. I'm getting out of line in that diner if I see that it's a 2 or 3 year wait on that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, they're not gonna bring him up now because dude is there. He's the placeholder shitholder. But I didn't call to speak about that. I just overheard that while you were about how he's a piece of shit and.
I have a feeling you want to talk about Jeff Hornacek.
I think you have the good feeling.
Yes.
And I have a good feeling about Jeff.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Tell me why, because I think I have the same feeling that you do.
I think that because he is a disciple of Jerry Sloan, and Jerry Sloan is a no-nonsense basketball kind of guy, and he's a leader of men, I think that Jeff Hornacek is going to come into the locker room and be a leader of men.
Do you think that Hornacek runs the triangle or no?
I think he's going to play, like, incorporate the triangle, because even if you look at Jerry Sloan's offense back in the late 90s, he had a lot of pieces of the triangle in his offense as well. So I won't be surprised if we see some triangle-age. But I don't know. I just feel like he's better than Kurt Rambis, and he's going to be a leader, and, you know, he's not going to fuck their girls, so that they don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I know dead birds that are better than Kurt Rambis.
I'd let Lucas Duda coach the Knicks over Kurt Rambis.
With a bad back.
Fucking smoking but, hot, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Like his daughter is smoking fucking hot.
So whose daughter?
Jeff Hornacek.
Hornacek?
So, what do you think the Knicks go after? This will be the next question we pose to anyone that wants to call in 718-395-3731.
Ahmed, nickname.
Yeah, give me a nickname, Ahmed.
For who?
For me. Clearly you weren't listening at the beginning of the show.
No, you're
getting the Ron Darling book if you come up with the best nickname for me.
So, wait, what does Ron Darling have to do with your nickname?
Ron Darling is here in studio.
Yeah,
we have Ron Darling here. He's getting a cup of coffee. He would talk. we're giving away Ron Darling's new book. Whoever comes up with the best nickname for Joe gets Ron Darling's new book.
Oh, all right. So give you a nickname?
Yeah, give Joe a nickname.
Yes, give me a nickname.
On the spot? I don't
Before
know.
One of us dies.
I mean, you think about it. You think about
say,
it.
I would say the ironic, I don't know, the...
Get this down.
I got to get back to it.
Yeah, get back to us on that.
I don't know.
Get back to us on that.
So far, Marissa is looking pretty good.
Get back to us on that.
Ahmed, I want you to know that I have my...
Congrats.
I have my...
And interrupting and calling and shit. And have fun, guys.
Oh, well,
thanks,
Ahmed. All right, Ahmed.
Thank you. I want you to know that I have my Sunday paper with me. You'd be proud. I got my daily news sitting right here in memory of you.
So what Ahmed was getting at, I think, with Hornacek is the same thing. I mean, at first I was upset because you didn't get anyone of...
Because you didn't get Thibodeau.
Well, you didn't get Thibodeau. That's and you didn't make... Did you make an attempt at Frank Vogel? I don't think you did. But
they met...
They must have met somewhere in a coffee shop for
with
something.
Ron Darling.
Yeah. So you get Hornacek, and the reason why I like Hornacek is you got a lot of young guys on this team. And Hornacek can coach young guys. Look at what he did with the first 2 years with the Suns. Took them to the playoffs.
No. He missed the playoffs.
Oh, he missed the playoffs by half a game.
But yeah, he won 49 games.
49 games and then like 47 the next season and then stunk.
Well, that's because they got rid of Claire. And also they
Bledsoe
traded
got
for
hurt.
Yeah, well, they traded for him. And he missed like half the season.
Right.
And they traded other people for him too. That was just like, it just didn't make sense.
Would I have rather had Frank Vogel than Hornacek? Yeah. But Hornacek to me works a little bit easier than. Well, Kurt Rambis is just awful. Just awful.
Here's my thing.
But why is he still a bench coach?
You could have brought anybody in to coach this team. Who are they coaching?
People would be mad at anybody.
I mean, but the team sucks.
Right.
So.
No. It's worse than them sucking, they're mediocre. Which is worse.
Yeah, because you're right. They're in that in-between place.
About the draft pick and all
that. Yeah, because there's no way that they can actually get something together unless you are very creative this year in free agency.
Melo said yesterday or 2 days ago, quote, I'm in the prime of my career.
Okay.
You guys agree with that? He's in his prime?
I don't disagree. I mean, only he knows his body. The guy knows his body.
And we know his body. We know how it breaks down.
We know how it breaks down, but we also know how it averages 25 and 8.
Not going to argue.
Right, sure. On a team where he should carry it.
Because there's nobody else that's going to carry it.
Well, Kristaps is going to be right there with him next year. I think Kristaps going to be a double-double guy next year.
The system that he was running in last year didn't fit him. And Rambis just sort of...
Threw him to the side, too.
Well, he actually just sort of amplified the fact that that system doesn't work for him.
Right.
Because he went from 20 points a game... Like, Kristaps was, like, maybe 18 points a game and, like, 10 rebounds to, like, 13, 14 points a game. And he was, you know, missing some time.
Well, if you notice, the Knicks were playing a more conservative defense last year than they ever have been in, I think, I've seen in my life. I think they're going to get more aggressive with Hornacek. Hornacek's a good defensive coach. I also believe that there's going to be a lot more ISO stuff happening. You're going to see a little bit more ISO. You're going to get rid of that triangle.
Well, he has full ability to throw it completely away.
Yeah. I mean, is that what Phil said?
Yeah, that's what Phil said.
Phil said he's got full ability to throw the triangle away? Throw that triangle in the trash. Yeah. Get it out of here.
Yeah, but you know that's not going to happen.
No, it will.
And Porzingis was very happy about that because he didn't like how he was being utilized in the triangle.
Well, because Melo's the top of the triangle. And when you're the top of the triangle, no one else really matters. They're facilitators. They become And Kristaps Porzingis, while he can facilitate and rebound and do all the things that the triangle does not allow him to do, he can score.
Yeah.
The man can score. And I don't like Lance Thomas, but I understand what Lance Thomas brings to this team. Lance Thomas can score.
Mm-hmm.
You have that as well. So is Lance Thomas your starter next year? Small forward?
No, because you have Carmelo, you have Kristaps, and you have Robin Lopez. And you just can't do it. He's got to be off the bench guy. But the main problem, and this is something that's been happening for 20 years, is that we don't have a point guard to run anything.
Yeah.
So I mean, like any sort of triangle that Phil ran was headed by people that actually knew what the hell they were doing.
So
Langston Galloway is not good.
No. No. I've been
Calderon is not good.
Galloway's good off the bench. I like Galloway off the bench.
He can give you two great games in a row, and then he will give you seven bad ones.
He's the J.R. Smith of this era.
I hate Langston. I'm on record forever as saying get rid of Langston Galloway. I don't like him. Start Jerrion Grant. Just see what you have. Because the last 10 games that he started, it was okay. Average 14-5. It was okay.
You need Mike Conley in here.
I understand.
You need Rajon Rondo in here.
I want that more than I want. And I don't Mike care Conley that the man's a head case. I don't care that the man's a head case. Mike Conley may come here. Oof. He may come here.
No way.
Why?
Because he's going to want to go somewhere where he can win.
Mike Conley to the Knicks makes them a playoff team.
Because
in basketball, does that mean much?
You're
a playoff team.
We haven't been in the playoffs in 4 years. It means a lot.
The Grizzlies continually make the playoffs, but they never get far. But that's because the two guys there that are their guys are Gasol and Randolph,
and 34-35.
But it's not even just that; it's their style of play. It's low post. Yep. Kristaps comes out. Carmelo comes out. He can dish out. Yep. He can drive and then dish out to the three pointer and get.
I would love it. Do you think he'll come to the Knicks?
No.
I think we have some. Like I said, we have to be creative in free agency. So we need to free up some money, make some trades, give him the money.
What do you want to write an opera in free agency?
Going to your landlord and saying, "I have to get creative with this month's rent."
I give you $6 now, but the other $906.
Yeah.
We're going to get creative.
Three Newports and a toaster strudel. Yeah.
We can do the Bobby Bonilla deal.
Yeah, a million every year. You don't pay me. No, that's. See, I want Conley. I do. I also want Teague. I know you're not a big fan of Teague.
I like Jeff Teague.
Yeah, he's okay.
But he's not the guy that's going to get you there. But I think he's a good, what we would call, stopgap for point guard. Just for 2 years.
Who, Jeff Teague?
Yeah, Jeff Teague.
But he's a starter.
I know, but he's...
Who's he holding the place for?
Whoever we draft. Really?
We don't have draft picks until 2047.
No. No, we have a pick next year.
Next year we do.
We have a pick next year.
We can trade it. That's possible.
What would you trade it for?
Stephon Marbury?
China's calling.
By the way, did you guys see that Marbury had a one-man show in China?
Yeah, he's got a statue.
Yeah.
Man, the man is God over there.
No, did you know that, Steve?
No.
He had a one-man show. You can see some of it on YouTube. He is a god.
He is the god over there. And to us, what is he? He's a man that made really crappy shoes that they sell at Kmart now, and he just walked away from the Knicks.
Oh, I had Starberries back in the day.
So did I. Who didn't have Starberries? We were poor people.
Yeah.
Who didn't have Starberries?
$15, I think they were, or something like that.
You got ripped off. Anyway.
Don't forget, I'm the one that once bought a pair of boots from Western Beef.
$8. The $8 Western Beef boots.
I still have those. They're still going.
I'm sure they are. The meat is expired in there.
Yeah, the meat's still going in your stomach probably right now, too.
If you were sitting near me right now, you would know my stomach is churning.
There's no smell-o-vision on this radio station.
The problems that we're
having. Brought to you by Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes, thank you.
That fart was brought to you
by Radio Free Brooklyn. Anywho.
And nobody has tweeted us yet, so I'm a little...
No, don't worry about it.
At Point of Order NYC.
Yeah, Point of Order NYC. Call in 718-395-3731. Lenny, where are you? Said you were going to call.
Lenny the cat,
don't
he's outside.
Don't make yourself out to be a liar.
Lenny the cat is watching the show.
No, Lenny the other cat.
Let's go to Joe Torre, Rob Manfred.
Oh, Joe Torre and Rob Manfred ruining baseball once again. Torre with a finger in the nose and a hand in a pocket. Yeah. That's the way it works. Joe Torre and Rob Manfred are getting rid of the intentional walk. Oh,
well,
that's
let's
great.
Be clear. They're not getting rid of the intentional walk.
Well, I know. They're getting rid of the act of the intentional walk.
So you'll just point to first pitches. Base.
Yeah, you'll point to first base and your batter will go to the batter will go to first base, which in my – what are you doing to this baseball game?
Well, let's just talk about the thought behind it is to speed up the game.
Right. So, see, I brought this up to Ronnie yesterday. I said, when I'm paying money for a ticket, mm-hmm. I'm going to a baseball game. And the great thing about baseball is no time limit on baseball. Baseball can go for 22 hours if baseball decides to go for 22 hours. See, my deal is I'm going there. I'm not going there to leave. I'm going there to sit down and enjoy baseball. I took the train. I did all this. It's a ritual. I want to be there and enjoying baseball for 7, 8, 9 hours. Give me all the baseball you can. I don't care if I pay $3, $13, $130. I want to see baseball.
Well, the seats you sit in takes you 4 hours to get to them when you get to the stadium.
Here comes the name of the show, Point of Order.
Yeah.
Now you have to realize that sports has become a television show. And that is what you know. That's the thing. That's the reason why this is where it is, because the main reason now for sports and the reason why it's so popular is because they're making it more accessible to TV viewers. I mean, obviously, you're there. The ballpark is a different experience. You're getting something to eat. You see assholes drunk yelling at the stadium like Joe here.
Yes.
And then you know, you go home. But the thing is, the broadcast is the most important thing in sports for these sports teams. Like the Mets, the SNY broadcast, like everything is done to a T.
Okay.
So they're trying to make it so that maybe they can get a little more sponsorship time.
Have you seen the commercials on SNY? Have you seen the sponsors of SNY? They don't even let the commercials run.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, one. And two...
Well, not just that, like ESPN and Fox Sports News.
You guys don't like that recycling commercial that plays 6,000 times?
One, my little baby's a Yankee. Yeah. Who the fuck wants to watch that all
oh, my
day?
God. I must go to the hospital.
Yeah, she's driving herself to the hospital. She's pregnant. It's clearly a pillow. Anyway, my thing is... But when you have intentional walks... Sometimes you have pitchers that cannot throw the ball,
yep.
Like Oliver Perez. Sometimes you have batters that bunt an intentional walk. Sometimes you have batters that go for a swing
Remember
on an intentional
David Eckstein?
Walk. David Eckstein.
When he reached outside the plate and poked
yeah.
the base hit.
Was that yep. against the Yankees?
No.
That was in the playoffs,
it
though,
was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was in the playoffs.
And these things that are slow. Listen, if you don't want to watch baseball, if you don't like baseball, don't watch baseball. I don't care if you
Good
don't like
tip.
Baseball. I don't give a shit. And you know whose fault this is that baseball is having to do this? That would be Roger Goodell in the NFL. Okay? Because the NFL is so sterilized into this, it's 3 hours, goodbye, goodbye. We're going to talk for 10 minutes, goodbye. That's it. And that's
you guys can see the face and hand motion.
That's how the NFL.
It's like Lewis Black.
See, the NFL owns a day of the week.
Yeah.
They own Sunday. Now, baseball
They can't.
Is,
they physically cannot. There's no way.
No.
You what? Did you see Concussion? That was a line from the movie.
No.
Oh.
Check that out.
Yep.
But was that Will Smith?
Yes. It was.
Tell
the truth.
That's very good.
Thank you.
That was listen, we got Will Smith in the studio with us right now.
He just switched with Ron Darling.
Our first ever tweet to us is from a young, handsome man named Eric Lewis.
Oh.
What does Eric have to say?
So he says, great show. Never miss an episode. Jeff Teague to lead the Knicks all the way, or even their backup Dennis Schroeder. My question is, with the Dikembe Mutombo tweet in the news this week, do you believe the NBA draft is fixed and why?
No.
Oh,
I've got an unknown number calling.
Is that my house?
Hello, creditors.
Hello, yes, my name is Sandy.
Oh, my God. Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, Sandy.
And I have a nickname for Joe.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Joey the Lip.
Joey the Lip.
The Lip or the Whip?
Joey the Lip. All right. I could deal with that.
All right. Yeah.
No multiple entries, I think.
No,
it's his aunt now.
Oh.
Thank you, Raul.
Thank you.
All right, so
one per caller.
One per caller.
They so, must have paid the phone bill. The whole family.
You got the family plan going.
All right. So with Jeff Teague or Dennis Schroeder. I like Dennis Schroeder. I just don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, and no, but it's not fixed, but there must be some sort of like discussions.
Fixed. Yeah. But why do the Sixers?
What do you mean? What do you mean discussions? Talk, because now you're pulling another one of those. It's an interesting thing. What do you mean?
Well, the thing was because with the Lakers, it was either they get the first three picks or they don't pick until like 28th. So like they had a good chance of getting the number one pick, but that wasn't necessarily the case.
But this was also what made this lottery kind of fishy was that this was the first time in NBA history that all the ping pong balls matched up to the corresponding numbers.
Yeah. That's true.
So that made it kind of fishy, but I mean
those are percentages.
That's percentage, So
I don't know. Eric knows I'm a big fan of the frozen envelope theory from back in the day.
Well, the envelope was interesting in that you can fix that so easily.
Yeah, sure.
A team could pay $5 million for a pick.
Mm-hmm. We have another entry from Mr. Eric Lewis. Oh, go ahead. This. He says, my nickname for Joe is Nirvana6604 at AOL.com.
Wow.
Wow, well done.
Old screen name. When me and Eric used to chat on AIM about film all the time.
A little lengthy.
Yeah.
But it's an entry.
Here comes a phone number.
Which one of my family members?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to talk about Joe Torre, that old fuck bag.
Okay, yeah. This is my dad.
Ronnie!
Fucking old piece of crud. All right. Knows more about baseball. Here's the big expose about Joe Torre once and for all. Anytime you got to wake a fucking moron up to figure out what Chase Utley did, have a standby fucking hack in the back, unwrinkle your shirt, that's not the guy that should be making fucking major league decisions. So for him to come out with a fucking intentional ball walk is par for the course, unless it's sponsored by AIG Insurance and he has his own fucking handout greased up. Got it?
Got it. Thank you. That was Ronnie's hot take of the week.
He will be a weekly caller.
He will be a weekly caller, and we're going to have him call in for about a minute.
We have a segment. I don't know if Ronnie knows this yet.
Yeah, he'll know it.
He's going to find out now live on the air. Ronnie's going to do our weekly fuck you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was Joe Torre.
That was our weekly fuck you to Joe Torre. We appreciate it. And I agree.
Maybe we'll get like a theme song from going. Who knows?
Yeah, we could get a weekly fuck you theme. Just say fuck you. That could be one. But one thing also that they're changing is the strike zone. Did you hear about this, Jeff?
I did.
They're trying to make it smaller, which kind of makes sense a little
but
bit.
But it's small already.
Yeah. Well, depends on the umpire. Depends on the umpire.
That's the thing. They're trying to get rid of the low balls.
But they're going knees to number.
Yeah.
Which, that's how it always was.
No.
It was like knees to...
Letters. It was letters. They're making it knees to number.
Oh, I see.
Which, I mean, you got to be the greatest pitcher in the world to, like, that... If you could see what I'm doing, I think you all know what that means.
They're trying to spark hitting.
He was showing us his manhood. Sense.
Yeah. So they're trying to spark hitting? That's what they're trying to do? How about you get better hitters? That's all.
Just bring steroids back.
This is an aging pitcher. We got
to call. Here comes some calling.
Hello?
Yeah?
Okay, I got your nickname, Joe.
Okay,
Ahmed, what do you got?
Joe tells you the shit that you don't want to hear sonically.
Another loser.
I'm going to call myself Big Sexy Junior and just win the Ron Golden book by myself. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
You can't give yourself your own nickname.
Some people can, apparently.
No, but our lawyer, we ran that. We can't do it.
We have a lawyer?
Well, the contest rules can be found on our website.
Yes. Who do we hired? Rubenstein? Sanford Rubenstein? That's
what
good.
What was the name of All in the Family, the law firm? The... when he gets in the accident, he hits a car full of nuns.
I don't remember.
Divorce Broken Sloppy.
Divorce Broken Sloppy. We hired Shavitz and Shavitz for this.
Celino and Barnes.
Injury.
We
can't do that. We should try to get them for a sponsor.
Speaking of sponsors, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes. Thank you to Radio Free Brooklyn for having us on.
And Diane's Coiffeur.
And La Jean's Coiffeur. Thank you. Yep. Go to La Jean's.
That's where Joe gets his hair coiffed.
That's where I get my hair coiffed and braided. I look beautiful all the time. Anyhow.
Switch gears, a little FA Cup.
Little FA Cup. Manchester United. Boy, was that a great game, that I didn't get to see because I was working. I caught the highlights of it. That first goal by Jason Puncheon. Oh, no.
Is this Jason Puncheon?
Okay.
Hello.
Speak. What a lot of fun it's been. Anyway, thank you, Helen Keller. Anyway, yeah, so Jason Puncheon scores the first goal.
She was blind. Yes.
Blind and deaf, right?
I think so. Goes over to Alan Pardew goes over to our technical area, starts dancing in our technical area. Then Juan Mata hits a beautiful strike. Goes over to Crystal Palace's technical area, does a salsa in their technical area, and then we go to extra time. Extra time was capped off in the 114th minute by Wayne Rooney doing a beautiful two-leg through pass to Jesse Lingard, who nailed a 35-yard strike into the net. Oh, God.
Hello.
We're turning the phone off.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Lenny.
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 Congrats. Talk louder, Lenny.
Congrats on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More. Talking.
The fuck?
Talk, Lenny.
I'm just telling you congrats, you piece of shit.
That's what you called for?
No, Lenny, we're just not used to this kindness.
Yeah, we want anger and vitriol.
Listen. Congrats on the show. The Knicks ain't shit. Long live the Nets. Goodbye.
You're getting hung up on now.
Yeah, that's horrible. Long live the Nets. For calling in, Lenny. What kind of person says something like that?
Well, to be fair, Lenny has been a Nets fan.
That's true. He was a New Jersey Nets fan, which I can't understand. But anyway, back to the FA Cup. So we win. Louis van Gaal screaming, running down the stairs like Frankenstein just discovered his bride all of a sudden. And then he goes back to do the press conference, puts the trophy down, and the first words of the press conference were, "It's over." Louis van Gaal has been fired by Manchester United after winning the FA Cup, which I thought was going to save him.
I thought he was relocated.
No, he's fired.
They didn't move him to...
No, I thought he got another position. No.
The Woodward's going to keep his position. Louis van Gaal is just out. He's going to retire to Portugal with his wife. Mm-hmm. And Jose Mourinho will be appointed coach tomorrow.
It's going to be very
Manchester
exciting.
Manchester United. It's going to be more exciting. Now, is it going to work? I don't know just yet. I have to see who Mourinho brings in. I have to see how much money they're going to give Mourinho. I know Fellaini's out. I know Carrick is out. I don't know about Rooney just yet, because if Rooney can do what he did in the midfield yesterday, he can stay. He can absolutely stay. Mm. If he stays as a midfielder. Go after a guy like Romelu Lukaku from Everton. Yeah. Go after Aubameyang if you can.
My boy.
If you can, Borussia Dortmund wants like $70 million bucks for him. If you can. Go after Laporte on Juventus. Go after the kid Isaac Success on Granada. Nobody knows about that kid, but I do.
If you play FIFA,
FIFA, you know about the kid. Go after Timo Werner, striker on Stuttgart. You need big men with big legs. That's really what you need, because Rashford limped off the field yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Kind of a problem.
Yep. Well, you don't know how hurt he is.
Yeah, you don't know how hurt he is, but if Rashford... I wouldn't have put him on the Euro squad for England. I don't understand why Roy Hodgson did that. That doesn't make any sense. And he might start. He's fucking 18 years old, and you're going to start this guy right away? And I also
He's that good, though.
Yeah, but...
He is that good.
Not right away. You can't start... Because if he gets hurt in those games, we're fucked.
Yeah, but he always risks injury. You're not going to say, I'm not going to play.
And that's why I don't want Martial playing for France.
Yeah.
I mean, if Martial gets hurt, we're really, really fucked.
Well, but soccer is one of those things that really people really give a shit about their national teams.
Yeah,
not
no,
like
it's very important.
The old World Baseball Classic.
Oh, what a fun video game they tried to put out. But no, I think United can come back, can do something a little bit better next year. Do I think they're going to finish in the top four? I do. If they get the right pieces around them, that means selling Matteo Darmian because he does not fit our situation. Selling Marcus Rojo does not fit our situation. Memphis has got to go. Memphis was left off the squad for yesterday's game. He's got to go.
The experiment's over?
Yeah. It's not even an experiment because the guy's a head case. He didn't want to play. He didn't even want to try to get into the system. And I understand.
No, but we were very excited about him.
Well, yeah, but you also can't go off of 7 goals in one league in 1 year. Yep. You know, and you also, you're playing in the Eredivisie. You're not playing in the Premier League. It's not the same thing. So I understand them trying something. They didn't pay an exorbitant amount for him. I think it was like 17 or 15 to 17 million. I know Martial, they paid a lot for. They paid 22 for Martial, and that works.
Did you see De Gea save yesterday?
Yes, I did. David De Gea, and that was also a big reason, I think, why Van Gaal was let go, is because De Gea said, I will leave.
Yep.
I will. Their escape clause, which is an episode of The Twilight Zone, their escape clause was like, I think Madrid would have to pay $30 million on top of the fee that United would require. And Madrid was really ready to do it.
Well, yeah, I mean...
They have Keylor Navas. He's a good goalkeeper.
Yeah, but when you get a chance to get David De Gea...
That's the first time I've ever heard you say that.
I know. I don't like to...
I know.
But De Gea is De Gea.
David De Gea...
I'm glad that was recorded.
David De Gea next to Manuel Neuer is the best goalkeeper in the world. I mean, there's no discussion. And maybe Seeson, the kid on Wolfsburg. Yep. Remember the kid we got for Sunderland?
Yep.
And our FIFA, which is not real life. So if Jay wants to talk about wrestling, go talk about wrestling.
Well, I'll just, I'll take a minute or two on here. Going to the pay-per-view tonight. I think it's at the Prudential Center.
What is the pay-per-view?
Extreme Rules. WWE
is that new?
Presents Extreme Rules on Radio Free Brooklyn.
We just shut down immediately. Vince McMahon walked through the door.
Damn it. It is not new. It's been around. It's interesting. Now that they're PG, having a pay-per-view called Extreme Rules is like, you know, I was telling Poos this.
They're grabbing hair and stuff.
Out of three falls. Tickling match. Yeah. So you got a title match tonight. You got Roman Reigns against AJ Styles for the 1,000th time. I expect Roman Reigns to retain the title. I don't expect anything crazy to happen tonight.
Wow.
If you are...
In the Extreme Rules pay-per-view?
That sounds awful.
Any swerves or anything. A cool match, though. It's going to be Dean Ambrose against Chris Jericho in an asylum match.
An asylum match?
Better known as 239 Conciliation.
Yeah, 239 Conciliation Street match.
There's a cage is going to lower down, and there's going to be all kinds of weapons on the cage and a straitjacket.
That's horrible.
An asylum match. What people are really hoping for, me, myself, and I don't think it'll happen, but Finn Balor to make an appearance to debut. Is it possible that AJ gets screwed by the Bullet Club? Do they turn on AJ tonight? Does Balor come out as the new leader of the Bullet Club? That's the hope. I know I'm speaking Greek to 97% of the people out there right now. Steve is staring at me and drooling. He has no idea.
I've already fallen asleep. I'm dreaming.
But will we see Finn Balor? That's the question. That is my wrestling piece.
What else did we have to talk about? Didn't we have something else?
We took some time with this. We have segments planned out. What's on tap for the week? Looking ahead.
I don't know. What is on tap? The Mets are playing baseball still.
Yeah. I mean, they go back to the Nationals, right?
Yeah.
Matt Harvey is playing on Tuesday.
Matt Harvey's pitching on Tuesday?
Yep. Regular rest, right? Yep.
That's okay. If Dave, Oscar, and or Tony are listening to this program, I will not be joining you in D.C. tomorrow because I don't even know if you're going to D.C. tomorrow. The guys wanted to go to D.C. just for the day to see the game.
Oh, yeah. The Seven Line's doing a thing. They're doing a bus trip.
Yeah. I got a little problem with the Seven Line. They're really throwing their support behind Matt Harvey.
They are.
Like in a way that the man doesn't really deserve your support. I don't think he deserves support.
Why do you say – and why?
But he's on your team.
Yeah.
That's
okay. You want him to do well, right? Don't want him to do well.
I want him gone.
Joe does not want Matt Harvey to do well.
No. I want him gone.
So he's not going anywhere.
But what if he finds it in this next start and then he rattles off 10 wins in a row? How about this?
How about this? Matt Harvey's never going to find it again. Again. And look, there's the face of knowing. He knows it.
We've not seen enough from him for me to say that he's going to find it because we've not seen him hit this much adversity. So there's just not enough data to go off of anything.
I think part of what's on tap is us sort of making predictions.
Okay.
And I'm willing to make a little wager with Joe. For next week.
Oh, and one of the segments we have, if I were a betting man.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. If I were a betting man, yes. I think Matt Harvey gives you 7 innings. He strikes out 8. He gives up 2 runs.
Against the Nats?
Oh, great. Yes. Oh, this is so easy.
In D.C.?
In D.C.
Oh, here's Ronnie.
Ronnie.
School this boy.
Hello?
Talk.
Hey, Ronnie.
We just got butt-dialed by Ronnie. All right.
Okay.
He makes a good point.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, that's wrong. Well, that is so wrong.
I don't think so.
I don't think he goes six.
It's a gamble.
That's right. I don't think he goes six. He gives up. He gives up four, and strikes out two.
Two strikeouts.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to tell you why Matt Harvey won't find it, because he's the new Nick Evans of the New York Mets. Do you get it, what this guy is? He's like Bad Luck Schleprock on the Flintstones, okay? He is done. Get him the fuck out of here before he drags his team back to fourth place, 16 and a half out behind whoever you want. He has to go. Don't pontificate on this guy. He's a bum. Get rid of him.
Thank you, Daddy.
Like father, like son.
It's no.
You can hear it.
It's not wrong. He's not. The man's not.
I wonder why you don't find it wrong.
It's not wrong. He is single-handedly taking down your team. Why don't you understand that?
Single-handedly? Once every five games?
Once every five important games.
Yeah.
Yeah, air was let out of that stadium.
I was
so
there
quickly.
Do you know what happened? I got up. It was 2-1 to go get beer. When I went to go get beer, I was standing on the line. It was 7-1. I was there.
That's a long beer line.
It was just a walk to the beer line. That wasn't even me finishing the beer.
It was rough.
It was bad. Yeah.
So yesterday, I thought this was really interesting. Bases loaded, one out, 3-0. David Wright swings away, wins the game. No doubt about it. Great. Yep. I thought of you, Joe, first, of course, because, you know, you're always on the old jack strap of David Wright.
I am. I will always be on David Wright.
Talk about guys going to cost you games. I mean, he's going to cost you some games.
By not being there.
Right. Yeah. And it's hard, but we're going to have to figure this out with him.
Yeah, so. David Wright.
Swinging 3-0, interesting with the bases loaded. I mean, it worked out, but what happens if he grounds into a double play? I don't like swinging 3-0 with the bases loaded.
Yeah, ninth.
Bottom of the ninth.
David Wright, to me, is an anomaly in the fact that, listen, the guy's possibly the greatest Met hitter of all time. Possibly. The guy averaged 30 home runs a year, 120 RBIs a year. Mm-hmm. Guy had 160 hits a year. Guy had 35 doubles a year. The guy's a 300 career hitter.
You've made my whole point in these two sentences. You used all past tense.
Okay.
So,
the guy's not going to be the same.
Right.
That's it.
So,
okay, so either put him on the bench or you move him down in the order. That's something you have to do. And I understand that. He's not playing he's going to play maybe 100 games this year.
Maybe.
That's optimistic.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't think he's going to get injured because you've lightened his workload. So I think he'll be okay in that sense. Mm-hmm. I just want David Wright to understand that my fandom for him will never waver. I believe that had he had continued on that path, he was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, agreed.
He had continued hitting 300 for his career, the man was a first ballot Hall of Famer. We got a few seconds left.
The winner of the Joe nickname contest. Jesus.
Let's continue this for next week.
Yeah. Well, let this go.
Yeah. I'm not gonna subscribe.
Of Jeff Hornacek's daughter, by the way.
Yeah.
I concur with everyone's assessment.
Very good. So for the last 30 seconds, we're just going to let you reflect on everything that's happened in sports.
And witnessing history.
And follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Yes.
@PointOfOrderNYC.
Good night and good luck.